Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this great love, this love that has given us everything, this love that's given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, and translated us into the kingdom, that has made us new creations, spiritual, no more carnal. So we thank you, Father God. We are saints, and thank you as saints that we are called to execute the written judgment. And that's, we've got that honor, that privilege. So thank you for birthing us at a time like this, that we can be here at a time like this, where your kingdom is here to arise and shine. And we thank you, Father God. You, by your Spirit, you are leader, you are keeper, you are strong tower. We abide in you, we walk with you, we don't look to man, we don't trust in man, we trust in you, and you are our confidence, as it says in Jeremiah 17. So thank you for this word again this morning, Lord, to encourage, uplift, and motivate us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Our readings this morning is Titus 1 from verse 10 to 14. And we saw yesterday, you know, the churches, as God is busy building his church and he's raising up and he's calling people. And here we can see Paul has worked with Titus, and Titus has got this job of going and taking this new light, this new life, this gospel, this beauty of what we lost in Adam is now restored. He's taking it out into the world, and then he's got the instructions. We saw that yesterday, of getting trustworthy, beautiful people, so as to teach others. So you called to be a light, you called to be the salt of the earth. And here we can see why. From verse 10 to 14, we get a picture of this world. It's in darkness. They rebellious people, they loud mouths, they deceivers, especially among those who are of the Jewish faith. And then he says, even the prophets say they're deceptive, you know. And then he says, it's true. So here you've got a picture of a fallen world, a world that needs restoration in Jesus, a world that needs to come back to their source, back to their God, back to the rock from which they were honed. You were honed in Christ Jesus, predestined in Christ Jesus, and now you've got to wake up and come back to your God. There's no Savior under heaven and earth but the Lord Jesus Christ, and then now stay in him. And so we see the darkness here in the world, and we see a lot of references in the Old Testament where there was darkness, and then God came through in judgment. And all these pictures, okay, it was in the whole world with Noah and his ark, that scenario. And then we saw a lot of pictures that were symbolic, not symbolic, it happened, but it's a symbolism now, we can learn from it, is what happened to Israel at various times. And then how God came through, like in the time of the Midianites coming, and then God raising up Gideon, in the time of the people taken captive in Egypt, and then God raising up Moses. And these are all pictures. These are prophetic pictures and understandings. The Exodus, this discipleship, how we got to come out of the world and come into God and know him and trust him and not wander around in the desert of this world. So, guys, we are in the same reality now, because darkness, deep darkness, covers the world, not just Israel. The prophetic pictures we saw after the destroying of the world through the flood, we are now in thick darkness. The world is in thick darkness, but we are not in that darkness. We are in the Lord. Of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That's everything pertaining to life. So guys, know this is a war. Amen. The world is caught up in sin. The world is under the power of Satan. And our escape now is we've come to Jesus, and now we've got to just stay in tune with Jesus and raise up people to be lights in this world, to call people out. And yesterday we saw, I mean, they're just looking for good people, people with a, at that time they were looking for people that could, you could see the devil hasn't got much hold on them. They're people of integrity, people of light. But I tell you today, guys, we've got to look to everyone, because we must remember the scriptures, not many of noble birth that God calls. He works in those that other people have written off. And so we are also now, we in the time now, thick darkness coming in the world, but we've got to arise and shine, for our light has come. And we arise and shine because of Christ Jesus and because of the kingdom that we are in, the New Jerusalem, and representing the King of the kingdom. That's God the Father and God the Son through the leadings of the Holy Spirit. So, guys, be strong. Draw close. We are in the battle of the ages. Amen. This age is coming to close, where the devil has got people, but at the same time, Jesus has got his people, and we are Jesus's people, and we got the victory. We win at the end. So stay with Jesus. Stay in love with the Word. Stay in the leadings of the Spirit and in kingdom realities, not carnal realities. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.